Black Friday gets its moniker for helping businesses go into the black or positive revenue, and this past weekend was no exception. John Fleming with the Florida Retail Federation says retail stores make anywhere from 20 to 40% of their annual sales during the holiday season. He says this weekend went well for Florida.
So far, so good. We're off to a strong start is what it looks like, and I think we're going to close out the year 2012 very strongly.
Holiday retail is an economic powerhouse here in the state. According to Fleming, about 40,000 seasonal employees will be hired to help in stores, and close to $60 billion will be spent from November to December. Federation forecasters predict a 5.2% increase in statewide holiday shopping this year. They say consumer confidence and an increase in big-ticket purchases are at the root of this uptick. Eric Litz, the general manager of the Governor's Square Mall here in Tallahassee, says this year's Black Friday was a great start to the holiday season.
Friday traffic was early and heavy. We had 50% of our tenants opened at midnight. Several of our department stores were open early. Plus, the big boxes on the parkway are always open early. So this sector of Tallahassee was very lively around midnight when we opened.
He says on a normal weekend, the mall sees about 20,000 shoppers. With Black Friday weekend, that number went up another 35,000 to 40,000 more visitors. Butlett says you add this weekend's Florida State versus Florida football game, and that number went even higher.
Probably close to 100,000 people from opening on Black Friday to close on Sunday.
But not everyone enjoys Black Friday shopping. Kayla Smith, a Tallahassee resident, says even with the mega savings and doorbuster deals, she would rather avoid it altogether.
To me, I'd rather pay the extra than to actually go through the hassle of standing in line and kind of trying to beat the rush.
And contrary to what you might think, Black Friday isn't welcomed by all store owners either. Joe Berg, president of locally owned Tallahassee, a small business coalition, says Black Friday can actually hurt local store owners.
For local businesses, good because it announces the beginning of the shopping season, but it's also bad in a lot of ways because they find themselves pushed out by major chains that have unbridled buying power and marketing budgets and also the ability to outsource.
Berg says the challenge is reminding shoppers about the impact of these local stores, adding that a dollar spent locally has twice the benefit to Tallahassee than a dollar spent at a big chain store. He says that because of looming tax increases and sequestration, he expects holiday shopping to look a little sluggish this year. Final reports for holiday shopping are expected in about 6 weeks. For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.